Welcome to another episode of Life Insurance HQ, the podcast. I'm your host, Jason Miracle. We want to thank you for joining us. Today is the last podcast we'll be doing for 2022. We're looking forward to going into the holidays and starting back up in 2023. Today, we're going to spend some time talking about protecting what matters most. In a lot of our podcasts, we talk about different applications of life insurance. We talk about the product itself. But today, we're going to talk about protecting your family from the loss of income due to the death of an income earner within the household. And so we're going to talk about what that looks like. We're going to get into some of the costs. We're going to talk about how to set it up and what to do. Now, as we go into this, please remember everybody's situation is different. The information we're going to use here is hypothetical for purposes of helping you understand how this stuff works and also giving you a better understanding of how inexpensive it can be to protect your loved ones. If you have any questions or want to discuss your specific situation, you can always email us at info@miracleco.com. That's info@miracleco.com. So let's just jump right into it. So, you know, it's interesting because we all have different types of insurance. We have homeowners insurance, we have health insurance, we have car insurance. But what are we doing to ensure the loss of an income earner within the household? If something were to happen to somebody who's earning an income, it could be devastating and could have a significant financial impact on the family members. And so we want to talk about what needs to be done to protect that potential loss and how to set it up. So, you know, when you're earning a living, you're bringing in a paycheck. And if that paycheck were to suddenly stop, it would be potentially financially devastating to a family member. Today, we're going to talk specifically about what that looks like. And we're going to simply start by assuming an individual who makes $100,000 of gross income and what that would look like if something were to happen to them. And we're going to look at it from a couple of different perspectives. We're going to look at it from, hey, I'm 30 years out from retirement. I'm 20 years out. I'm 10 years out. And we're going to talk about what that looks like. And so when we take a look at this, we need to make a couple of assumptions. And we're going to use a set of assumptions that we've established, but in our modeling and calculating, we can use whatever assumptions you want. So the first thing we're going to take into account is an inflation rate. So hopefully over time, your income is going to go up by a certain percentage. And so we've built in what we would call a 3% inflation factor. So what that means is if you're making $100,000 today, a year from now, you're going to be making $103,000. Can we move it to zero? Yes. Can we move it to six? Yes, we can move it all around. But for purposes of today's discussion, we're going to assume 3%. And then the next thing we need to do is make an assumption on if something were to happen to you, what type of return would that death benefit get? So if I died and my spouse gets $1 million and she needs $60,000 a year to live off of, then it would need to kick off 6%. So for purposes of our calculations, we've assumed 2. We've assumed you can earn 6. We've assumed you can earn 4. And we're going to take a look at what that looks like. And then we've built in a tax rate. So what's unique about life insurance is, generally speaking, the death benefit is income tax free to the beneficiary. And so we're assuming a 25% income tax. And so that's actually going to result in the death benefit we need being a little bit lower, just because that death benefit is going to transfer to your beneficiary on an income tax-free basis. So let's get into the numbers. So based on these assumptions, assuming a 6% growth rate, and assuming, let's say I'm 35 and I'm making $100,000, well, the total amount of coverage that would be needed to secure that income to age 65 would be just over $1.5 million. In fact, it'd be $1.53 million. Now, at a 4% growth rate, that $1.5 million grows to just under $2 million. So if we thought our spouse or beneficiary would be able to earn 4% on our money, then they're going to need about $2 million today. Now, but what happens is over time, let's say I lived 10 years. Well, I've received 10 years of income that I originally had insured for. And so now I've received that income, so that need has gone away. And so what I'm going to do in that situation is I'm going to layer my life insurance policies. I'm essentially at age 35 going to end up with three life insurance policies. And that's to take into account the use of the income over time, because good for us, we lived. So if I am 35, today I need $1.5 million, assuming that 6% growth rate. In 10 years, I'm only going to need just under $1.2 million of coverage because I've used 10 years of income. Now let's fast forward to now I'm 55 and I've received 20 years of income, and that risk that I had for the prior 20 years is no longer applicable. So now for the remaining 10 years, I have a need of just over $660,000 of coverage to get to the finish line. And so we start out with $1.5 million. In a situation where we're earning 4%, we're starting out at $2 million. At 6%, by the time I get to age 55, I'm going to need $661,000. Now, here's the deal. Whether you're 45 today, 55, 10 years out, 20 years out, 30 years out, we can solve that. So if you're 45 and you're making $100,000, then you need to insure for $1.2 million of coverage today to make up for that lost income. And we can design that plan. So now let's say you're making $200,000. We'll just multiply my $1.5 million by two, and the cost to replace your income today is $3 million. If it's $500,000, multiply my 1.5 times 5, and you're going to be good. So now what do we do? So now we've established what the need is. And again, we're not taking into account any existing assets. We can build that into our calculator if you want to call us and work on it one-on-one. We're not taking into account any expenses, any loans, any college expenses, any existing assets. We're just looking at what it would cost to replace your income if something were to happen to you. So now that we've established the need today is $1.5 million on that 35-year-old, then what we can do is we can subtract out any existing coverage. So let's say you have a $250,000 policy. So the outstanding need for you would then be $1.25 million. So how do we design this, all right? Understanding that the need for coverage is going to change as we live longer and receive the income we're insuring for. And so if I have a total need of $1.5 million today, in 10 years, that's going to go down to just under $1.2 million. Now, if I live 20 years, that's going to go down to $660,000. So today I need $1.5 million. So what that means is I'm going to buy a $372,000 10-year term policy. And then I'm going to buy a $496,000 20-year term policy, and I'm going to buy a $661,000 30-year term policy. So the way it works is, depending on the term of the coverage, that's the period of time that the premium is guaranteed. So if I own a 10-year term policy, the premium is going to be guaranteed for 10 years, and then in year 11, it's going to increase significantly, and it will continue to increase. However, if we get a good term insurance policy, it will likely include what we call a conversion feature. And what a conversion feature is, it is an option to convert my term policy to a permanent policy from the same carrier without having to go through underwriting and based on the underwriting class I received when I applied for the policy. So if things change, if life changes, we still have the ability to convert any of these policies based on the health class we received in our example at age 35. So let's talk specifically about our $372,000 10-year term policy. The annual cost for that is going to be $257 per year. For my 20-year term policy for just under $500,000, it's going to be $450 a year. So the longer the term, the more expensive it is. Okay? But we're also dropping off coverage over time. My 30-year $660,000 policy is going to be $820 per year for a total annual premium of just under $1,530 or just under $128 a month to insure this individual for $1.5 million. Now, I'm assuming a male preferred. If you're a female, then good news is it's going to cost less because generally speaking, females outlive men. And so the cost is going to be less. Now, let's assume I'm 45. So forget the 35-year-old, but we've got the 45-year-old who's 20 years from retirement, and we need just under $1.2 million of coverage. Well, I'm going to have a $661,000 20-year policy. I'm going to have a $500,000 10-year policy, and the total annual cost of that is going to be just over $1,520 or just under $127 a month. So it costs about the same as it did a 35-year-old. Granted, we don't have a 30-year term policy, but the cost to replace my income is going to be roughly the same. Now, let's say I'm out at 55. And again, we're going to assume we're preferred. And so we have, it's going to cost $661,000 to replace us at that time. Again, assuming we're retiring at age 65. Now, the annual cost of that, we're just going to do a 10-year term policy. It's going to be $1,300 a year or just over $108 a month. And so it's not terribly expensive to insure for the loss of an income-earning family member. In fact, for most of you, your homeowner's insurance, at least if you live in California, is going to be greater than what it would cost to own life insurance, insuring an income-earning loved one. And so the role life insurance plays here is to help reduce the financial burden to your family by providing a means to help them stay in their home, not move schools, and still be able to be a part of their community. It also helps enable education and keep retirement goals and a plan in place. And it makes it possible for your family to maintain their current standard of living. Now, listen, we go through this process a lot with our clients. Some of them say, hey, you know what? The 30-year term policy, the cost isn't significantly enough where I think I should have three policies. So let's just buy a $1.5 million 30-year term policy. And that's certainly an option. Again, we haven't taken into account any existing assets, any existing debt, college funding, or anything like that. We have a very robust calculator that we've built internally that basically takes into account any scenario that you can come up with. At the end of the day, you may just say, hey, I want $3 million of coverage, fill the order. And that's fine, okay? But for those who are really interested on what it would cost to replace their income, this is a very effective way to do it. You know, there is a statistic out there that 16% of consumers, or 41 million Americans, say they need life insurance coverage but don't have it. It's not something that is difficult to secure. So if that's what's holding you back, please get in touch with us and we'd be happy to help you. In some cases, it might make sense to blend term with permanent insurance. depending on if there is a need that exceeds retirement. And it's important to secure coverage now while you're younger and healthier versus waiting and getting and having some type of health impairment. Life insurance is largely based on two things. The pricing is based on two things. Well, maybe three. Your age when you acquire it, the health class you secure, and the death benefit you purchase. The combination of those three things is going to determine the pricing of the product. And so if you're considering or putting off securing life insurance coverage to help protect your family, we would encourage you to reach out to us again at info@miracleco.com. That's info@miracleco.com, MERICLECO.com. We want to thank you for joining us. We want to wish you a happy holidays. Hopefully you get to spend time with your friends and family members. And we'll look forward to speaking with you in 2023. And have a happy new year. Talk soon.